CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Friday,
getting down on Friday. That's right. Oh my God, it feels so fucking good to be a Friday. Hope everyone is enjoying the deliciousness, acknowledging the space that we're currently in. We are the furthest away from Monday we are ever going to be.
It's really, really exciting. Today's a beautiful Friday here in New York. It's just... It's a beautiful thing to behold. Chef's kiss.
It's a gorgeous day. It's also launch day, you guys. My tour, my tickets are officially on sale by the time this episode comes out. That's 12 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure to check your time zone. Jackie and I had a little time zone issue yesterday. Time zones are just so unnecessary. But I digress. Not Like Other Girls tour. Tickets are officially on sale. If you go to girlwithnojob.com/tour, not to be mistaken for girlwithnojob.com/book, but that's still
so different.
But that site is still up if you haven't gotten your book yet.
So different.
But this is girlwithnojob.com/tour. All the tickets to all the shows are officially out for everyone to buy. I cannot wait to see you guys on the road. I hope, you know, all my other girls who are not like other girls will find solace in this show.
Well, I have a question for you, and I feel like a lot of people might be afraid to ask it. But if someone is like other girls, can they come to your tour?
Such a good question. And the thing is, no kidding. No, of course, because the thing about girls who are not like other girls is, like, we don't judge girls who are like other girls. We are just girls, being girly girls, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
Complete.
I'm glad that we cleared that up.
No, me too. And, you know, a lot of people had been wondering that, so it was probably, like, my most asked question. So I'm really glad that you kind of had the balls to bring it up.
You know, I speak for the people. Oh. I'm the voice of the people.
And that's also not to say that if you're not like other boys, you can't come. Like, this is a fluid show. It's not just for the girls, and it's not just for the girls who are not like other girls. It's for everyone.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna wrap my mind around that.
That's it's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in.
No, I fully understand that I'm not like other girls. I can't.
What about dogs who are not like other dogs?
No. I don't think it's a dog-friendly show.
You don't think?
No.
You should do one venue that allows... dogs, like an outdoor venue,
and everyone just brings their dogs,
like on a lawn.
That's an amazing idea.
Book it. Call your people.
I'll have my people call Theo's people.
Amazing. You guys, Dujadu is here again today. He's sitting with me, and it seems as though you have a better outlook about it.
Yeah, well, somebody, you know, the thing is like, you never complain, like, about being pregnant, like your feet hurt or anything. So I literally forget. Like, if you don't bring it up for like a week, I will fully forget. I'm like, you want to go get drinks? Like, I do not remember. And you, like, don't really show your bump that much. So, like, I don't know, I was just forgot yesterday, and somebody left a comment on their Instagram, was like, Theo's probably like gravitating towards, he could feel the energy of little camper in your belly. And that's why he's like coming to protect. And if I had remembered that you were pregnant yesterday, like, I wouldn't have made such a fuss about it, like a brat. But that's on you, actually, like, for just not reminding everyone that you're pregnant, like, all the time. I feel like pregnant people are always like, oh, my ankles are swollen, like, you know, second trimester. You, like, I literally forget you're pregnant.
Okay, that's good that, you know, I'm not annoying anyone with it.
So. I wish you would. What's going on with you?
Not too much. You know, the belly's getting big, though. Mm-hmm. It is getting very big, but it's, like, fun. I definitely am, like, feeling tings in there.
Ooh.
Tings are happening. So it's just, you know, a beautiful journey.
Any complaints?
I mean, always. I'm just, like, bored as hell.
Yeah. I feel that 100%.
But also, speaking of beautiful journeys... our new merch.
Oh, yes.
I'm wearing another. So Claudia's wearing one of our new designs. This is a set. It says Toasty on the front. I'm just, yeah, we're taking your voice away. You're just going to be a model. It has...
happens to me all the time.
Champagne glasses on the sleeve. Show them the glasses, Claude. And it comes with matching shorts, which our model is also wearing. She might have to stand up.
She can't. She's sweating, and she got into a position where her legs, like, look skinny, so she can't move.
Okay. I love this set so much. It's so cute for fall, like, such fall vibes. And then also really exciting, I'm wearing this old thing because we are bringing back this sweatshirt, our sorority crew neck that is probably our most popular item that we've ever sold. Mm-hmm. It's coming back to the store on Tuesday. I'm wearing the one that I've had for 3 years, so it's worn, so the colors are more vibrant in the new one.
But yours can look like that, too, if you wear it as much as we do.
No, like, it's the best sweatshirt ever.
The best sweatshirt ever.
I love it so much. I'm so excited that it's finally coming back. We've gotten so many requests for it because, you know, we launched it 3 years ago. Yeah. So we have so many new peeps here who want to get in on the sorority. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting. We have a few other things that we will show you over the course of the next few days.
I think you meant other things.
I did. I misspoke. And again, you had to call me.
Yeah, of course. That's what I do here.
So, reminder, set your calendars, Tuesday, 10 a.m. Eastern time, the collection, the fall collection is launching, and it's going to be great stuff, so set an alarm.
It's sickening the warehouse down, for sure.
It is. I'm worried about the warehouse.
It's the warehouse getting sick.
I'm worried about the warehouse. I'm hoping that the warehouse will pull through, and just in time for all of the sickening designs to hit your mailbox.
Tuesday, that is. You guys, don't forget, shopmorningtoast.com.
I'm really excited about that. Feeling good that we got that off our chest. I need to ask you about your night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I saw on Instagram you were in a mad dash to go meet Tyler Cameron.
Okay. So Ben left the house at 6 o'clock. He said, I'm going to dinner with Jack and Elliot, like his friends. He's like, you want to come? I'm like, no. So I'm like living peacefully. You know, I order Chinese food, hanging out with Theo, scrolling TikTok. And I realized like so much time has passed. I'm like, where the fuck is Ben? He went to dinner like not far from the apartment. So I FaceTime him. Oh, actually, what had happened was I was scrolling through my DMs, like, just to, like, see what people were up to. And someone was like, tell your husband to tell Tyler to come say hi to me. So I'm like, what? Is Ben with some hoes? Like,
yeah.
So I FaceTime him, and I'm like, where the fuck are you? And he opens a camera, and he's at a club. And they're playing Blank Space in the background, and he turns a camera next to him, and it's Tyler from The Bachelor. So I'm like...
From SNL. Tyler.
Literally. So I'm like... First of all, where are you? Second of all, you're listening to Taylor Swift without me. Third of all, you're hanging out with reality stars without me. Like, three very uncool things. So he's like, we just got to bounce. I was about to leave, but, like, it's fun. Do you want to come? Do I want to come? So I'm like, oh, my God, it's a Thursday night. My hair is, like, done. Sure. Got ready in 11 minutes. Literally never got ready so fast. Chugged a spritz. Got in the Uber. I got down there. And honestly, like, I should have stayed home. Like, I was there for, like, 30 minutes. But, like, it was good for the Instagram story. But, like... I was just like, basically Tyler was doing a, like an appearance there. So it was like, people were like just clamoring onto him and it was like funny and cool to watch. But, I don't know. I just like, I would like took a bunch of shots and then I was like, why am I here? Like,
oh my God. That's yeah. Not what I thought you were going to say. When I saw your stories, I was like, do we need to push back the show? But then you didn't say anything. And then I woke up this morning praying you had texted me saying like, show's being bumped.
No. Nope. Basically, like, on a normal night, I would have just, like, gone all out, but something was holding me back. Like, I have a busy day today. Like, I'm launching my tour. Like, I can't be that irresponsible, you know?
So true.
Like, I'm a grown woman with responsibilities. Like, if it were any other Thursday, though, like, my ass would have been out till 6 a.m.
Got it.
But I participated. I got the content.
So how did Ben find himself there with Tyler C?
So Ben and Tyler C share, like, a best friend.
Right.
And so I guess, like, the best friend texted Ben, like, you want to come to Bounds? Ben was like, yeah, sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, no, it was like a whimsical New York City evening.
That's really fun.
But I was really grateful to like be in bed at 11 o'clock.
But I'm also glad to have gotten, if I just saw your Instagram story, I would think it was a whimsical New York City evening. Now seeing you and getting the tea in person,
I'm a fraud, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to listen to the podcast. It's not just enough to follow me on Instagram because like I lie on my Instagram, but I tell the truth on this podcast.
100%.
So yeah, it was fun, but like, I just wanted to be home, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd just eaten, like, so much Chinese food. And, like, I walked out of the house with, like, a big belly full of chicken and broccoli. Like, it was not a good way to go.
Damn. Well, you tried. You know, you put yourself out there.
And honestly, I just wanted to ask Tyler how SNL was.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. He was like, it was amazing. I'm like, you were so good. He was. And then he was like, yeah, it was, like, unreal. I'm like, you're so hot.
Did he ask about Theo?
No. Like, that's actually why I left. The disrespect.
That's so disrespectful.
I asked him so many questions about his life, his career, his personal... Not one question about my son. So I had to leave.
And they have a special bond.
Not only my son, like his mistress.
100%.
He didn't even ask.
That's rude.
Which I thought was particularly disgusting.
Okay. Well, thank you for that update. Any other fun weekend plans?
No, I actually have like no plans because like I was kind of exhausted coming back from my vacation. I'm like, this weekend, I'm just going to relax. But now it's the weekend. Like, I kind of want to do something. I was going to text like our group GVO chat. Like, not GVO. That's from Potomac. GNO. I was going to text our GNO chat, like, if anyone wants, like, day drink tomorrow. Because, like, I just kind of want to. But, like, I really need to, like, calm down.
Yeah, that's true. But you should text
them. Do you want a day drink?
No, but maybe, like, some bagels.
That's a good idea.
You want to come over for bagels?
Does anyone have any outdoor space in their apartment? Like, it's gorgeous out. This is, like, the best time of year.
Yeah, maybe text a chat.
Does anyone that we know have outdoor space?
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, I will. If they listen to the podcast, reach out.
Yeah. Okay, well, without further ado, I think we can jump right in. We have some great stories to talk about.
Oh, I mean, it's like a crazy fucking day.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so Adele, first of all.
Yeah.
I heard, I didn't want to look into it because I knew I would listen. I heard that Red Taylor's version was leaked.
Yes, but then I heard it was taken down.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But then like Taylor released something on Apple Music today, not a song, but like a voice note to us. So it was all just very confusing. Like I woke up in a panic.
Okay.
And then my tour, like it's also national news. So it's just been like a sensory, yeah, I know. Part of the reason why like I was hesitant to name the tour, not like other girls, because Dirty Jeans tour was amazing. Then it was also the DJT. The N-log, like it's not sexy at all. We have to come up with a better way of saying it.
Yeah, I like N-log. Okay. I think there's a lot of potential there.
Okay. N-loggy vibes. And wait, N-loggy-o.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Okay.
Okay, so without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Peacock original show, One of Us is Lying. Five students walk into detention and only four walk out alive. Follow the story based on the number one New York Times bestseller, One of Us is Lying, now an original Peacock show. On the first day of school, Yale set Bronwyn, baseball star Cooper, cheerleader Addie, and drug-dealing Nate all land themselves in detention and notorious gossip blogger Simon. When one of them doesn't make it out alive, everyone becomes a suspect, each with their own secrets and motives. The juicy teen drama takes unexpected new twists as we find out who's hiding what in this can't-miss new series. With romance, betrayal, secrecy, and more, One of Us is Lying is the murder mystery of the season. So don't miss out on One of Us is Lying, streaming now only on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com to get started.
Thank you, Claudia.
Peacock's not playing around these days.
No, they're not. That show looks so good.
Yeah.
Okay. First story. It's Adele Day. Happy Easy on Me Day. And also, Page Six is reporting exclusively that Adele is plotting a massive TV concert special for the holidays.
Oh, my God. For the holidays. Mm-hmm. That's gorgeous.
The Grammy winner, who released her first new song in 6 years this week, which we will discuss momentarily, and has an album coming out next month, is plotting a concert special that will air on TV by the end of the year. Page Six can confirm it's going to be massive, a source tease. The show has been in the works for weeks, and the details are being fine-tuned now. It will be broadcast before the holidays, both in the U.S. and the U.K., possibly beyond.
So I had heard, a.k.a. read on Dumois, that she actually filmed something at Buckingham Palace. Yeah, that's why it's like such a big deal. That's what I heard. I don't know if they said Adele, but they're like, this major U.K., and this is what it sounds like. Like, somebody filmed something at Buckingham Palace, and who else would it be?
Oh, my God. That would be a dream come true.
I know.
For me.
I know.
I wonder if Queenie was there, front row seat. She's definitely a fan.
Queenie was quaking in her kitten heels.
She's probably like Adele's number one fan because not only is Adele's music for everyone, but
she represents
the nation
so well.
Wow. I hope that's all true.
Me too. Unconfirmed, but I don't know. I feel like it's definitely true. Like what they're describing is exactly what I feel like I read on Dumois like a month ago.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. This is even better than I could have anticipated. Now, let's talk about the new song and the video.
Okay. So first of all, the video was gorgeous. Like, when that one scene where it goes into color, like, I had full body chills, first of all. Second of all, if you look at the music video for Easy on Me, Hello from the Other Side, and Chasing Pavements, it's kind of like a linear story. In the Chasing Pavements, she's building a house. In Hello, It's Me, she's moving into the house. Now she's moving out of the house.
Yeah.
So I loved the meaning. I thought the lyrics were, it was very clear what she was singing about. Like, this really is this like love letter to her son. She did everything she could to save her marriage. This song is just, it's just gorgeous. Like, there's literally no other word for it.
No, it's gorgeous. It's quintessential Adele. Mm-hmm. So there's no like having to adjust to a new sound.
Yep.
While also it's not boring or heard or done before. It's like she killed it.
She literally murdered it. Like she fucking slaughtered it.
And that's really what you hope for from your favorite artist's new album in 6 years. That it's more of the same, but different.
But more evolved.
Elevated. And it's so good. The song is so good. It's making me so excited for the album. And the video was stunning.
And you know what? Like, Adele was, like, in this category of people who, like, we were all, like, waiting for music for like, 10 years. Like, Rihanna.
6 years.
6 years. Well, Rihanna's been, like, 9 years. Like, they're just like, when are we ever getting music from these people? And to be honest, when there's that much hype and, like, expectations, it's more likely than not that you're going to fail. Like, not everyone's going to like the sound. I haven't heard one bad... And if somebody comes to me with one fucking bad thing about this song, like, I'll kill you. Like, no.
There's nothing bad to say.
Nothing.
It's really beautiful.
It's amazing. She looked so good in the music video. Like, but so Adele. Like, she obviously looks different. She's had, you know, a huge transformation. But she's so, like, herself. I feel like she's really the same person. Like, her nails and her facial movements. Like, she's so Adele. And I just fucking love her.
And her dance moves while she sings.
She's
not
everything.
Not dance moves, but, like...
Hand gestures.
Yeah.
And, like, the lip things. Like, you know.
Yeah.
She's everything.
She really is everything. This is a very exciting chapter. And I'm glad to be in this, you know, phase.
And I'm glad to be living in, like, the same time as Adele. Like, we could have been born anytime. And, like, we were born in the same time. I think we're, like, almost the same age as Adele. Is she 30? Or is that just the name of the album?
No, this is what she experienced at 30. She might even be...
Older
than that.
She's younger than I thought. She has this, like, mature... vibe to her.
She's 33 now.
So she obviously went through this at the age 30.
3 years ago, technically, I would say. Mathematically.
That's good.
Speaking.
Math, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
I do some quick math.
You know, I'm just gonna like everyone on TikTok is gonna be like doing their runs like,
well, you know what I was thinking? Oh yeah, like the people on TikTok who are influencers who also have a decent voice and think that like, you know, that's
I feel like you're talking like directly
no,
to
No, I'm
me.
Actually not. I'm okay. Talking to you. I'm talking to James Charles. Like, yeah. There's a lot of you guys out
there. Yeah, there are.
But I was thinking in the age of like TikTok where like everything is really done, especially new music, it's like done with that in mind. Like what's going to be the challenge? Mm-hmm. How am I going to get on the platform? It's like this is just so like back to basics.
Simple.
Like it's just a good fucking song. And I wonder, I mean, I don't think... It's going to be on TikTok.
It's possible.
The Easy On Me challenge.
No, there might not be a challenge, but people just might use it. Like, see, you're not really, like, up to date on TikTok trends. But so not everything is, like, a challenge or a dance. Now it's, like, you know, show you at your happiest and your saddest. Like, a song about Adele could be, like, this was me at my lowest, but no. Like, I could just see people interpreting it that way.
Okay.
But also, similar to what you were saying, when I was watching this video, I was really so moved by just, like, all of it. Like, the landscape, the floating music, like... And we're just kind of used to sensory overload in music videos, like crazy lights, dancers, everything, like a twist at the end. Like it was, for me, it was just as good as any like crazy music video, but it had none of that. Like it was really just simple and just stunning.
Yeah, I agree with all of those things.
But I look forward to the Easy On Me challenge.
Easy on me, baby.
Wait, Jackie, go. That is so funny. We should make it up. We should make up the easy on me challenge.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Madison LaCroix is engaged to her boyfriend Brett after 7 months of dating. Madison LaCroix announced her engagement to boyfriend Brett on Thursday. She said, "I'm engaged and I'm so excited because I honestly had no clue at the time," she exclaimed on Amazon Live on Thursday. "It was a very special moment for my family. We traveled a good bit around the world and I kind of thought it would possibly happen then, but I think it happens when you least expect it." So it was an Amazon Live exclusive announcement.
You know, she is like my messy queen. I just love her. Like, she gives no fucking fucks about anything. She just like lives her life. And I just love it. Like, after all like that had happened over the last like year and a half, like, yes, girl, get engaged. Live your life.
No, and it's like, last we saw her on TV, she was, you know, in the fallout of the breakout from Austin. And now next time we see her, she'll be an engaged woman.
And between then, she will have like broken up one of the most famous engagements in our country's history, J-Lo and A-Rod.
Oh my God, yes.
So she's just like done so much.
I was like, what are you? I forgot about that. Plus like Jay Cutler.
Kristen Cavallari, yeah.
You saw Jay Cutler is allegedly dating Jana Kramer.
I did see that. And I was a big Jay Cutler fan. No, I actually don't know anything about Jenna Kramer except that she like used to fight with her husband on her podcast. But you know what? As someone who's been accused of fighting with my husband, maybe I don't know Jenna Kramer at all.
Maybe you have more in common than you think.
100%.
Maybe it's like Jay's dating you himself.
Maybe that's what basically he was trying to do.
100%.
I think that's a weird couple. I'm not going to lie. It just feels like he's literally dating like another Christian. Like,
you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like my favorite. I'm not
shipping.
Not even like a canoe.
Okay.
Anyways, back to Madison. Very happy for her. I mean, they've seemed like a happy couple, but they've been together 7 months. So that's, you know, quick. But when you know, you know.
It's quick for sure.
But, you know.
When you know, you know.
Yeah. So
happy for them.
I hope he'll be on the show and we can, you know, assess the situation.
Yes. Amazon Live with the exclusive. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
Was it like they do like that shopping thing?
Yeah. I think like it was, but it wasn't shopping. It was like an interview or like a live stream, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know that Paige DeSorbo does it, but she does like fashion.
Yeah.
And Brad Goreski does it too.
I think that she did like, she went live on Amazon Live. They paid her to share this special news exclusively.
Get your coin. Like, yeah. What's the point in getting engaged if you can't exploit it on social media?
Mm-mm. I don't know. Okay, this next story is really some crazy behind-the-scenes Degrassi news.
Oh, I heard about it. Is it the crazy behind-the-scenes Degrassi news that's brought to you by Pendulum?
It is.
What a crazy coincidence.
Crazy coincidence.
All right, you guys, now we're all learning about the connection between your gut microbiome health and type 2 diabetes. Well, the Pendulum Glucose Control is the first and only probiotic that's designed to manage A1C and blood glucose levels through the health of your microbiome. Over time, people with type 2 diabetes lose the gut bacteria that help digest fiber and manage our blood glucose levels. So for those with type 2 diabetes, diet and exercise alone are often not enough to manage it. The best approach is to emphasize diet, exercise, and a healthy gut. This connection has been widely recognized by leading scientists. And if you're wondering why Pendulum, for those with type 2 diabetes, it can feel like an uphill battle to keep glucose and A1C levels where you need them. Diet and exercise are still important, but if you struggle to manage your levels with diet and exercise alone, your gut microbiome might need your attention. Pendulum Glucose Control helps fill in the gaps by providing the first and only probiotic designed to manage blood glucose and A1C levels. Their team of scientists, doctors, and innovators isolated the unique strains of beneficial gut bacteria that help people with type 2 diabetes manage their blood sugar levels. Take control of your glucose levels today. Try Pendulum Glucose Control for 90 days. If you're not satisfied with your levels, you'll get your money back. Visit PendulumLife.com to find out more and use the promo code TMT for 20% off your first bottle of membership. That's Pendulum Life, PendulumLife.com, promo code TMC.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, here's the crazy behind-the-scenes Degrassi news. Drake threatened legal action to get his Degrassi character out of the wheelchair, the show's writer says. Although Drake's star-making role in Degrassi, The Next Generation, remains beloved by many, according to the show's writer, he threatened legal action over his character. The four-time Grammy Award winner starred in the first 7 seasons of the rebooted Canadian teen drama as Jimmy Brooks, who was paralyzed after being shot in a school shooting in the season 4 two-part episode Time Stands Still.
It was a very dark episode. I feel like once that episode aired, we like weren't allowed to watch a show anymore.
Really? No, but we always saw Drake on the show.
Oh, yeah. But at one point, we were told we weren't allowed to watch it anymore.
But I don't think it was that. There was just a lot going on.
It was like a crazy fucking show.
Yeah. So a former writer on the show recently recalled a subsequent conversation he had with Drake about the character in an oral history of the show published on Thursday by the AV Club. He said there was a letter from a law firm in Toronto, and it was from Aubrey. It was an odd letter that said Aubrey Graham will not return to Degrassi season 6 as Jimmy Brooks unless his injury is healed and he's out of the wheelchair.
It's just not how it works.
I said, get him down here, the writer recounted. He came in and was like, what letter? I don't know about that. And I said, all right, I understand, but how do you feel about the wheelchair? And Drake said, all my friends in the rap game say I'm soft because I'm in a wheelchair. And I said, well, you could tell your friends in the rap game that you got shot. How much harder can you get? You got shot and you're in a wheelchair.
That's true.
He was like, yeah, yeah. He was so nice and apologetic about everything. He instantly backed down. I was very passionate about it. And I said, Aubrey, there's some kid somewhere in a wheelchair who's completely ignored, who's never on television, never gets represented. I need you to represent this person. You're the coolest kid on the show. And you can say there's nothing wrong with being in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
A rep for Drake did not respond to people's requests.
Obviously, it's like mortifying. But well, also, like, Drake was like 16. Like, let's like.
No, that, but also. it is so crazy that Drake is like the biggest rapper in the world. And he was on Degrassi.
No, there's like a few things like that. Like, I think that way, honestly, about Ariana Grande. Like, that show Sam and Cat, like the moronic shit she used to do, like on Victorious, like totally weird.
Yeah, but to me, that feel like I see that more, like, that makes a little bit more sense.
Not to me. It's fucking weird.
No, but there is a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, like people, and that's just how show business works. Like, you just get what you take, what you can get until you get where you need to be.
Yeah.
And like him, 100%. Like him being on Degrassi is one of the weirdest things of all fucking time. And this story, like, 100% tracks for me. Like, he's trying to make it in the rap game, but he's on this like TV show where he's like in a wheelchair, but he's trying to be like thug. Like, I can see Drake at 16 like being upset about his circumstances.
Yeah, me too. An interesting factoid about Degrassi.
Very interesting.
And just a reminder that Drake was on Degrassi. It just it never ceases to shock me when I think about like where he is now.
Yeah. No, you know what? Everyone, no matter who you are, has humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Even Drake.
That's how I feel about like Meghan Markle. And like, I mean, Deal or No Deal.
That's perfect.
To Buckingham Palace. 90210. Speaking of 90210, Shanae Grimes is also from Degrassi. Oh my god,
yeah.
So many familiar faces.
Not really, actually.
Not enough, considering it was a very large cast, and it was a huge show.
But it was, like, deeply Canadian.
Yeah, but no, it resonated everywhere.
We used to watch it on that channel, The N, is that what it was called?
The N. It was one of, like, Nickelodeon's
teen
drama channels.
No, it was, like, the more racy channel. Like, yeah. Shit went down on The N.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, The N is where they exclusively played that commercial. Working for an hourly wage, I went to high school, didn't do great, still I gotta make more cash, more education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary, so now I've got to see which college is right for me. I went on the internet and found Education Connection. I took some pretests to find out my direction. I'm taking my classes online, getting my degree on my own time. Education Connection matched me with the right college for free. Get connected for free with Education Connection. Get connected for free with Education Connection. That's where my love of education.
That is where that commercial played 100%.
Like, on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe kids who watched Degrassi needed Education Connection.
Maybe they did. Maybe Drake should remix that song. Bring it full circle.
No, you know what Drake's song he should really mix?
The theme song?
Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. That would be sick.
Yeah.
And then he had like some people from the show like come on and do a verse. Like, we got Shanae Grimes.
I'm sure that like, you know, when things like this come into the news, like, it really annoys him.
Of course.
To have to go back there. He's someone, and maybe you take umbrage with him, but he's someone who really, you know, turns his back on the thing that made him famous.
Okay, so that's
different.
It's different. That is the thing I hate the most. Like, when, like, if Miley hates Hannah Montana, that's, like, the best example. But for real, like, I don't feel like I knew who Drake was, like, until he became an artist, not, like, a actor.
Yeah, no, he transformed from being on Degrassi, like, that's not
that made two different
him,
people.
It made him like famous, sure, but like, that's not why he's Drake.
No, not at all. But like, you
it's,
know what?
It's different.
You know what? It's similar.
It's not
to?
Like someone who had one big thing and now is like trying to do other stuff,
right?
And they just like are trying to talk about their small indie project when it's like, yeah,
let's
you
talk
on,
about the thing.
You were on the OC.
Let's talk about the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Addison Rae jokes it's time to get a job after her TikTok gets temporarily banned. This is really funny. On Thursday, the social media star shared a screen grab on Twitter of a notice she received revealing that her TikTok account had been banned. It says your account was permanently banned due to
Multiple violations
of our community guidelines. Permanently banned. So this is permanent.
Yeah, but then I checked this morning and it was back. Like,
right. So why do they just throw around the word permanent?
TikTok has the weirdest thing. Like, they take people's videos down all the time, like, for community guidelines violations, where it's, like, obviously there's, like, no nudity, no profanity, no hate speech. And, like, literally you'll put up a video of, like, you making eggs and be like, this is hate speech. Like, they have the most moronic way of, like, enforcing their guidelines. So, or like if you say the word like bra, like sometimes it's so weird. So you'll get violations all the time. Then you just re-upload it and it's fine. But if you do hit a certain amount of violations, like even if you're Addison Rae, like they have this automatic takedown of your account. And obviously Addison Rae got her account back, but like there are plenty of people who like literally get their TikToks taken down all the time, their accounts, for no reason.
That's so crazy. Do you think it's because it's like an algorithm that is doing, it's not human?
No, it's
so
monitored. Like, it's not monitored at all.
Yeah. So the bots get it wrong.
Yeah. Like literally sometimes my videos won't go through and they'll be like, this violates our guidelines. And it's literally like a video of Theo. Like it's nothing crazy.
Well, maybe they have a measure of how much cuteness you can include in one video.
For sure. Or and like sexiness provoking, you know, content.
And he was off the charts.
That's very possible.
So that makes sense. But anyways, Addison.
It's like benign content is what
Addison then joked, well, time to get a job, which is hysterical.
Yeah, but you know what's so crazy? Like Addison's so big. Like honestly, if her TikTok, let's say they never gave her a TikTok, she would be completely fine.
No, she would be completely fine. She has multiple jobs. Sure. I'm not worried.
She's huge on so many platforms. Like obviously she's biggest on TikTok, but like, no, she would survive. Like,
she's so big to me and I don't even have TikTok.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. She's an actress. She has an Instagram. She's music. She's a host. She's a
celebrity now.
She's a celebrity.
She should host SNL, even though I'm sure no one would stand for that. There would be a walkout. You know, there would be riots in the streets.
That's such a good fucking idea.
It really is.
Do you have to be a certain... Well, she's 21 now.
Yeah.
But do you have to be a certain age to host SNL? I guess not. I think of it like as bartending on Watch What Happens Live. Like,
No, I don't think so. There's no alcohol.
Yeah.
Youngest SNL host.
I feel like Quvenzhané Wallace has done it. You know?
Drew Barrymore, at 7 years old, became the youngest person ever to host SNL.
Okay, that's like a little too young.
Yeah, that's
But Drew really Barrymore young. Says all the time, like when she was a kid, she was exposed to like the craziest thing. She like started drinking when she was 12.
Okay, Britney hosted at 18.
Oh, so Addison could do it.
Miley hosted at 18.
Wow.
This is so interesting. Mary-Kate and Ashley hosted at 17. I'm sure that was amazing.
Yeah, two hosts.
Taylor Lautner hosted at 17. Lindsay Lohan, 17. Okay, anyways.
Plenty of people. So Addison, by the way, should 100% do it. That's an amazing call.
Yeah. But the, no, but people would, like,
you like felt, the ride or die SNL fans who, like, watch and DVR every week, like, would die.
Yeah. No, people had a problem with Kim, and she's the most famous woman on the planet. They would lose their shit if Addison hosted.
But you know what? Like, think back in the day, like, when Lindsay Lohan hosted. Isn't that, like, similar to Addison Rae hosting?
No.
Like teeny boppers that everyone loves. Like,
I think it's just different because
TikTok,
yeah.
She should fucking do it. And they could have her. Bo and Yang would write the best fucking sketches about like TikTok and Addison Rae.
She would be amazing.
They should do it.
And she could also be the musical performer.
Okay, that might be like a little bit overkill, seeing as how she only has one song. But still.
Think about it. Free idea.
Free idea. More people in the industry should watch this show. We are constantly putting out amazing ideas. Mm-hmm. The Facebook halftime show. Genius.
Genius. The Paul brothers fighting each other. No one's thought of that yet.
I think they have, actually. I don't think that was our idea.
That's the point.
What?
That's the point.
What do you mean?
Like, when I said it, I thought it was, like, a new idea.
It's free.
Turns out, like, they are always talking about it. They're on it. Yeah. Are you ready for the fifth and final story?
No. My breast is itchy. I have a sunburn, like, and it looks like I'm, like, itching my boobs, but it's just my upper chest.
Wow, you really weren't ready.
No.
I didn't know.
No, not yet. Hold on. Let me fix my hair. Okay, what decibel are we going at? Because I see a lot of people being, like, Jackie, stop reading podcast reviews. Like, we've made so many adjustments for, like, four people. So yeah. I think we just fucking do it.
I think we let it rip. It's Friday.
It's Friday. And you know and what? You know I'm going to order lunch next.
Warning, we're giving you 3 seconds to lower your volume in case you have a sleeping baby in the room. 3, 2, 1.
It's the final story. Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. Okay, that felt so good. I feel like I've been just like hiding my true self these past few days. It feels so good to just like come out of my shell.
Yeah. Okay, fifth and final story. Jonah Hill says he...
Wait, sorry. Is it the Jonah Hill story about Pura Vida?
Yeah.
What? That is crazy. Today's episode and the Jonah Hill news is brought to you by Ruthie and Pura Vida. Shop now and give back with Pura Vida, the coolest apparel and accessories brands out there that are always giving back. It's always been at the core of what they do. Pura Vida was started by two California surfers who went to Costa Rica and fell in love with the art and the laid-back lifestyle. Now they're known for their beautiful braided bracelets that are handmade by artisans. They have string bracelets that are unisex, fully adjustable, and wax-coated, so they're 100% waterproof. All their jewelry is super affordable, so if you're looking for, like, layered items, cool rings that are not going to break the bank, Pura Vida has rings that just start at $6 and bracelets. People love to buy them for stacking. If you're into like that cool TikTok, which who isn't? Pura Vida is where it's at. Again, the bracelets start at $6 and the rings start at $12. And you get free stickers with every order. But it's also clothing with a cause. You can shop their charity collections where 5% of your purchase price is given back to charities that support all kinds of things from mental health to ocean and land conservation. Pura Vida, look good and do good. And to get 20% off your Pura Vida order, text TOAST to 38817. That's TOAST to 38817 to get 20% off at Pura Vida. Terms apply, available at puravitabracelets.com/terms. Again, that's TOAST to 38817. If you're looking for sickening jewelry and apparel, I have so many of their rings. It's just great to like look like you're always going to Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now for the fifth and final story. Jonah Hill does not want fans to comment on his body, period. The Wolf of Wall Street actor is known for sharing fun and lighthearted content on social media. However, he switched things up yesterday when he shared a message to remind his fans that words have power. He said, "I know you mean well, but I kindly ask that you not comment on my body, good or bad. I want to politely let you know it is not helpful and does not feel good. Much respect."
Okay, I 100% agree with everything he's saying, but like, can I tell you what's so fucking annoying about this? Like, everyone's writing this up like, oh my, like it's revolutionary. Like, we women have been saying this for years. Like, don't ask us if we're pregnant. Don't like ask us if we've lost weight. Like, fuck off. But like, when Jonah Hill does it, it's like, oh my God. Like, we know we've been asking for this like for years. Like, thanks, Jonah. But like, we got this.
That's a good point.
But I agree. Like, he has had, you know, he's looked different over the years and people are always saying stuff about it and like in good and positive ways. And it's just annoying. Like, if I want to gain weight, I want to gain weight. And if I want to lose weight, like, I don't need to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, I think for him, it's definitely been so much a big part of his even career mm-hmm. that whether it's good or bad, he just doesn't want to hear it. He just wants to live
life. His life, yeah.
But, you know, you can always pay me a compliment. Like, that's
totally,
how I feel.
Totally.
You know?
Also, I just hope that Ruthie could be with him during this time to, like, kind of work through some of those issues.
Everything I see, it just... it's so glaring how much he needs Ruthie in his life.
And you know what? Every time we report something about Jonah Hill, like in the last like couple years, I'm just like obsessed. Like, I really don't have one negative thing to say about Jonah Hill. No, and
he, don't forget, he is in a relationship right now. So
it's easy to forget when you're so focused on Ruthie.
The Ruthie size hole is being filled currently.
No, not as much as it could. The hole that Ruthie left was so enormous. No person could fill it besides Ruthie.
I don't know that. Their announcement when he like shared that he was dating someone, I really have faith in this couple. And it's hard because like I'm a Rona stan for sure.
No, I'm more of a Juthy stan.
But I think he's in a really good place.
I hope so.
And in a good relationship.
I hope so. Like, only the best for him and Ruthie 2.0. Happy for them, of course.
Happy for them.
Jonah Hill has like really the most wonderful catalog of work. I think like maybe one of my favorites because he did the Oscar thing, Moneyball, Wolf of Wall Street, but he's also in like some of the dumbest movies of all time, like Superbad. Like,
right, but he did that first.
Yeah, no, and it's like, I think they're equally as good. Both the before Oscars and after Oscars content is just as good.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good catalog.
Oh, Accepted. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, of course.
So good.
So good.
It's actually like the one movie for some reason on my computer that I've ever bought on iTunes. And whenever I'm on a plane, it's literally the only thing I have to watch. It's actually a pleasure.
That's a pretty good one to have.
Yeah. What's yours? Actually, for a while, I also had The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, but I just decided to delete it.
That's good.
I had to watch it in college like for class. And so I just bought it. And then it was always on my computer. And I would be on a plane. I'm like, what should I watch?
I don't have any movies on my computer.
I also have the first episode of Alan Gregory.
Oh, I guess on my iTunes, but I don't have that stuff downloaded. Like, I have, like, random episodes of Jersey Shore and stuff from yeah. when we, like, used to need to buy watch it, yeah. stuff on, like, iTunes.
Also, speaking of Jonah Hill's unbelievable category.
Alan Gregory.
His critically acclaimed, canceled after one season animated show, Alan Gregory, which is literally, I think, like, so fucking good. He's, like, this diva kid who's like 6 years old. His dads are gay and they like hate him, and it's just like, and he's like rich and he's mean to all the kids at school. It's so good.
It's the prince before the prince.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
he was before his time.
Yeah. Justice so good
for Alan Gregory.
Justice for Alan Gregory. Well, that's really all I had to say today. It's Friday. I'm ready to get the weekend started. If anybody has an outdoor patio they want to let me use, because I'm trying to throw a party tomorrow, let me know.
Yeah, and get your tickets to the NLOG tour.
Oh, thank you. NLOG, not like other girls. Tickets are officially on sale at girlwithnojob.com/tour. I'm hitting up all the towns. Austin, Houston, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Detroit. Where else? Toronto.
L.A.
Atlanta, San Francisco. Atlanta.
Connecticut.
Foxwoods. Parks Casino. That's going to be the best one, by the way. Sorry. Parks Casino. Close to Philly. That is my favorite place on planet Earth. Me and Brian go like every weekend. Brian's obviously coming. I'm actually thinking of like having Brian do a set. Like that's like his home. I'm thinking of him like having him come up on stage and like do 10 minutes.
Would he want to do that?
For sure.
You should do it.
Or like have him be like a part of the show in some way, like DJ
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what happened to Turning Stone now?
So
that hurt.
The thing, I got a lot of questions about like why I chose certain cities and like why so few shows. And so basically over the last tour, I ended up doing 90 shows because like I didn't know, I was a first time comedian. I didn't know if people were going to like even come. So I would do like a small comedy club. And then I was able to do like 10 shows at one comedy club. So just for my own like mental and physical health, it's easier for me to do one show at a major theater as opposed to like 20 shows at surrounding comedy clubs. Then, you know, I was just testing out new markets. I'd never been on tour before. So I was doing things like Turning Stone. And while Turning Stone was really fun, it only sold about 70% of the tickets. So like I don't need to go.
So not all stones were turned?
No, not at all. That's why we were literally promoting it so hard. I'm like, Jackie, like I have like two shows out of like my remaining ones that like are not selling. Like we have to like be annoying about it. So that's why we were turning them stones.
Oh my God. But we had so much fun.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I know. That's what happens. Out of
necessity
out of challenge,
is the mother of invention.
100%. So that's why I chose to do fewer shows, bigger venues.
Amazing.
So if you have to travel about 30 minutes, I'm sorry, but I would still absolutely love to see you. We're going to have the best time. And it's just going to be a girly girl affair. All the cameras coming out, a girly girl affair. Oh yeah, all right. Oh, I love that song. Justice for Jessica Simpson's entire catalog of music.
100%. She served it up for herself though with her book.
She did.
Book.
Like, and now her series coming out on Amazon.
She gave herself. That's what Ruthie needs to do.
Give herself over to the music. Yes.
She needs to write a book.
100%.
And serve up justice.
My time, my week with Marilyn, my week with Jonah.
My message with Jonah.
Oh yeah, she never even met him. They just messaged. Okay. My DMs with Jonah. All right, you guys, that is our show. Hope everyone has an amazing weekend. Stay safe. And if you are looking for something to do, there's tons of content on our Patreon channel. You could read my book. You could listen to the Redheads. You could listen to any of the TNN shows. We have so much content for you guys. It's amazing that we ever sleep. Have a great day. We'll see you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast. Leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. And if you still made it to the end of this episode, congratulations. You are a true toaster who really believes in the power of the toast. And you are part of the Society Season 2. So to let us know that you are a true toaster who makes it to the end of the episode, head over to our most recent Instagram from today and drop an emoji. What emoji should it be, Jax? Your call today.
That's such a good question.
It's like the hardest thing.
I know. What did we talk about? Let me go back to my stories.
We talked about Adele. We talked about Drake.
We talked about Madison LaCroix. We talked about Addison. It's really hard. Okay, I'm just going to go random.
Yeah. Lady. Apple.
Okay, I like an apple.
Apple. Everyone have a great day.
I thought it was my choice today, but okay.
Yeah, you took too long. Because if there's so much content at the end of the episode.
I know, then people.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.